Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Investigators have concluded the apartment fire that killed seven people in Lowell last week was accidental. They expect to bring no criminal charges in connection with the fire, the deadliest in the state in two decades. WBUR's Dolores Handy has this update.
Authorities believe the fire was the result of an electrical failure. State Fire Marshal Stephen Cohen says the fire burned for a long period of time inside a concealed void space that ran the length of the building.
When the fire broke through the concealed space, it became visible. The sudden rush of oxygen fed the fire and it allowed it to take hold of the building almost instantaneously. It quickly became an inferno with intense heat, thick, black, choking smoke.
Cohen says the building was up to code and the fire alarm system was working, although the electrical failure may have partially disabled it. Some of the people who escaped from the building reported hearing alarms in the building's hallways. As for the fireworks heard inside the building, the state fire marshal says they had nothing to do with how the fire started or why it spread so quickly. The fire gutted the three-story building, and city officials had hoped to demolish it yesterday. But at the request of relatives of some of the people killed in the fire, a judge is temporarily blocking that. Lowell City Manager Kevin Murphy says the city is asking the judge to at least allow removal of dangerous debris on the outside of the building.
That will allow us to have the siding removed, have the debris cleaned up, and have the wall shored until the determination is made relative to the demolition, which we feel will be made by the end of this week.
A hearing on the future of the building is scheduled tomorrow. Lawyer Douglas Scheff represents the relatives who want demolition delayed long enough for private investigators to do their own inspection.
Hopefully, all of us want the same thing, to get to the truth, to get to the bottom of things. Then, if there are improprieties or problems, negligence and the like, then we will consider very carefully and responsibly whether to go forward with any other sort of action.
Scheff says an independent investigation could only take a matter of days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.